Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 9 of season 4 of Monster Mates.
Welcome back, you absolute motherfucking degenerates.
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 90.
21.
21. Is a number you haven't done yet.
Oh, God.
And it is Lava Golem.
Lava Golem. I'm scared.
Let's see.
You can't go near her. She's lava.
Hold on. Lava Golem.
I'm waiting for it to be like, but she can cool herself. Oh, she's hot. Oh, damn it.
That was an immediate 180 on your part.
Oh, she's hot, though.
So, what are you going to give your initial rating of the Lava Golem?
I'm going to, like an 8.
And, oh my goodness.
She's
all right.
Hot.
Literally.
And metaphorically.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to say 7 for right now. Based off of appearance alone, this is a 7 for me.
Okay.
All right. A monster created when Will dwells within lava tinged with Mamano mana. They have a violent and ferocious temperament. They give in to their bubbling, vehement passion and aggressively assault human men, swallowing them with their lava-like bodies and violating them. Their body is born from lava, and its properties and heat vary depending on color. The black, cool, and hardened-looking parts are comparatively hard and low temperature. In contrast, the red-hot parts are softer and hotter than human skin. This lava that boils seeking a man doesn't inflict burn wounds or on humans. But as for those who touch it, the part it touches takes on heat and starts to feel hot. If the penis is seized by their haughty, pulsing mouth, breasts, or vagina, etc., a man's abdomen will suddenly heat up and even a penis in a flaccid state will immediately become erect, taking on an appearance like a reddish-black hardness from which heat is trying to escape. And then, after it swells up beyond the limit, a huge volcanic eruption will occur, easily due to the stimulation of their body that's rich in elasticity and stickiness like that of a slime. And then an abundance of thick white stuff will be released inside of them. Sex with them is multifaceted, almost like lava with its changing properties. Driven by the urge, they straddle men and shake their hips, indulging in the pleasure of a man's body. And it appears as if they're swallowing and burning up the man. Meanwhile, if their hot, melty mouth or vagina takes in a man's penis even once, they stick to it, coil around it, and will not let it go. And then they crawl all over the man's body with their searing tongue and arms, assiduously covering every single part with heat and pleasure to the point that it could be called relentless. The result is that the heat is melted and a man is made a prisoner. And then once joined with a man's body, they cool and harden their lava, binding him so that he has no means of escape whatsoever. Once a man's body has acquired heat from having sex with them, the heat in his lower abdomen never subsides, even after the liaison has ended. Even after releasing huge volumes of semen, the penis remains hot and towering. It's too much for most men, and they'll end up seeking to have sex with them on their own. The lava golems themselves are the same way, and no matter how much they have sex and indulge in essence, once their heart burns up hotly, it never cools off. Their blazing passions and melty love for their husband just gets hotter and hotter every time they have sex. Furthermore, they're weak against water. When a considerably large amount of water is poured on them, their normal ferocity temporarily fades, and they even show a clingy attitude towards men. Also, if it's a volcano, sometimes they even inhabit snowy mountains. Their ferocity dims because the chilly place is hard on them, but to a man who's freezing on a snowy mountain, their hot, soft body is warming to the body and soul, and it'll be even more attractive than usual. The power of lava to cover a chilled body in warmth and pleasure is so vast that it's enough to make a man experience a sensory illusion like his body has melted instantly.
Oh, mommy. Hello.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
I,
Oh, goodness.
It says, even drops of saliva from the lava golem, severing mouth, pleasures the penis with sizzling sound, welling up semen from deep within.
Oh, man.
I'm torn.
You're torn?
Because I love it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm also scared of it.
Oh, my goodness.
I am scaroused. I have a fear-ection.
Oh, man.
So.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
My thoughts? This is banging.
Yeah.
this is really, really cool. I'll be real. Even though, because of the fact that I have long hair and about 5 pounds of body hair on me, I don't really like the heat at all. I think for this girl, I'd be willing to take it.
I don't think you could.
You don't think I could? We live in Texas. I have survived 2 Texas summers.
But they're hot. But yeah. Even the hottest they've ever been here.
Yes, exactly. My point still stands. I have been dealing with over 110 degree days for multiple months straight for 2 years in a row. I feel like I would be able to take her.
Listen, she is... I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I was like, lava golem doesn't sound that great, right?
Uh-huh. But then... You saw her.
Then I saw her. And then everything changed.
Look, even her thighs are the hot and soft part, too.
I noticed! I noticed! Could you imagine holding hands with her, though?
That would be... It would be amazing.
For context on that, her hands are big, hot lava hands.
Yes.
That are just like...
On the original artwork, she has giant, giant hands.
It's like if you put your dick in a heated gel.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just constant heat warmth.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds amazing.
And it makes your dick swell up as well. To its maximum.
I'm scared. That's where, like, I'm scared. Right?
Here's the thing. It's not like it's gonna explode. It literally hits the maximum, and it's like, okay, that's your limit.
But the maximum is here.
Yeah?
At any point, the maximum goes, whoop. just pop. I'm scared she's gonna pop my dick.
Oh, my goodness.
But is that a chance I'm willing to take?
Yes. For you, yes.
Fuck you, yeah. God damn it. It's so hot. It's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
The fact that her disposition is ferocious and passionate.
Oh,
she just wants to get up in it, bro.
That is pretty good. That is selling me pretty hard on this.
That she's literally just all for it and is like, nah, you, gimme.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want you.
And literally, the more you do it with her, the more she falls in love with you.
I'm a big fan.
Same. That's also very good. And if it gets a little bit too much, you just put some water on her and it'll cool her down for a bit, mind you.
I just imagine having emergency water. Just splash it on her.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
Like, chill, woman. We're in public. Like, holy water. Just
oh, my goodness sakes.
Think it hurts her?
Probably not. It probably does the same amount as regular water, I would
imagine. I kind of hoped it did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's a golem.
Asking like for like her to be in pain.
Uh-huh,
just kind of like wax play almost, but you do water, and she's like...
Or at least have her flinch at it.
Yeah, flinch at water like a cat with a spray bottle.
Yeah.
No. Hey, no. Down. Down.
Goodness. But
no dick today.
She's
no
a,
dick.
She's a golem. She's not a succubus. The holy water isn't going to make her flinch.
No, it's not a holy water. You just need regular water.
Yeah, I know, but just regular
from
water?
The tap.
It might make her flinch.
Just regular water from the tap, and you just spray her. Just
it might make her flinch, or she'll be,
or she'll just melt the bottle and get on top of you and
yeah.
say, "Try again next time."
Yeah, pretty much.
But okay, so
oh my goodness sakes,
I'm a fan of her design
uh-huh.
a lot. I think parts of her body just turning bright red and orange and whatever color is super cute and super cool.
And there's color variations.
Now, describe binding him.
Binding, and that's what I'm trying to think. So obviously, a lava is a liquid. So, granted, it is a thicker density of liquid than most people would imagine, actually. Yes. So when I'm thinking of that, it kind of looks like binding, as in she's too heavy, you're not going to be able to get her off you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. When, I'm not thinking of, like, they're actually, like, entrapping you, like, inside of them or something, to an extent. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more of, like, she's just so much, like, on top of you, and due to her density, you're not going to be able to get away from this.
And at some point, you don't want to get away from it anymore.
Yeah.
Now, I think that, for me, might be a little bit, is a downside, right?
Yeah, fair.
Because once you go in on this, and you go in on her,
she's gonna want you even more.
And on top of that, you're gonna want her even more. So if you're ready, this is a monster, guys, for commitment.
Yeah, you have to be ready to commit, or at the very least, get out, like, the fire hose that they use on rioters. Otherwise,
just imagine a prison inmate up against the wall just blasting ass.
That is the only thing you're going to need in order to evade this situation.
Do you think if you poured enough water on her, she would turn into, like, a statue?
Temporarily, yes. But only
if you're into petrification.
That is a thing you could do. But again, only temporarily.
I don't think anyone wants to petrify anyone forever.
I mean, you'd be surprised. You would be surprised. But nonetheless, if you're not ready to get in on that commitment, if you are either afraid of commitment or simply just want to see what's out there, then best to avoid this girl unless you have some high water power.
Just imagine you seeing your friend get taken by one of these, but he's ready for it, he knows it. As he sinks into the lava with her, you just see the Terminator thumbs up as he's going down.
Literally, as the lava girl is enveloping him.
Two kids are all around him, yeah. And he's just like, thumbs up, going down.
Thumbs up as the giant lava golem hand pushes it down. That's pretty good. I haven't seen Terminator 2 yet, but just,
oh, it's good.
I've seen the first Terminator. It was really good. I need to see Terminator 2
still.
Two's
the best one.
Yeah, because it has the motorcycle scene.
Yeah, and Sarah Jessica Connor.
Yes, also true. Anyways. Oh my goodness.
I'm a big fan. I'm ready to give my rating
already
on this.
Goodness sakes, man.
Listen. Yeah? What else can we talk about this that is not like, okay.
Okay.
Bad thing. How about that? Bad thing.
And this is where I was going to come in. So obviously, already described tons of body hair on me. Very long hair on me. If you do not like heat, This is not good
She's
for you.
She's burning your hair off.
No, it literally says it doesn't inflict burn wounds on humans. It's not gonna touch my hair.
That burn wound does not. It will affect hair though. That's not a
burn
wound.
Does it not?
That's not a wound.
Singeing is still technically a wound.
Is it?
Yeah, singeing can still affect human skin and whatnot. So I'm assuming it's not gonna touch body hair.
I'm imagining it burning all of your hair except for your body. Your body is not being touched, but your hair and everything just.
But it literally says it just gives off warmth as well. Yeah. It doesn't burn, it gives off warmth.
So don't piss her off.
There's a difference.
So don't piss her off.
Oh, goodness.
Because she could just destroy your hair.
Now, don't get me wrong. If this did cause, like, my hair to burn, this would be an automatic zero for me.
Yeah.
But
for context, Trevor's hair is extremely long.
It is, from when I measured it, it is, like, roughly 2 feet long.
Yeah, so he has very long hair.
Yes. But thankfully not the case. It is only just warmth. It is not burning. Thank goodness.
No burning.
Thank goodness. I'm trying to think back to my original point.
Yeah.
If you do not like the heat at all, if you're more of a cold tempered person who enjoys the cold breeze and what have you, this is not the girl for you at all. Because I imagine this is about the equivalent of, like, almost a hot tub levels of heat, like mm-hmm. like a very good hot tub levels of heat that she is giving off.
Now, is it my, here's my question. Is it like the frog situation where you get in and it's warm, but as time has gone on, you are literally like almost in boiling?
That's a good question, actually. Hold on. Because, hold on, let's see. No, 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 no,
no. Because I'm imagining, like, because she ramps it up as you get used to it and she's trying to inflict more pleasure on you, that she just heats up.
Once it burns up hotly, it never cools off.
She never cools off. Hotter and...
Oh, it does get hot. Okay,
the blazing passion and melty love for their husband just gets hotter and hotter every time they have. So it's a frog in a frying pan.
The frog in the boiling pan, yeah. So yeah, it will get hotter every time. So if you definitely do not like hot temperature areas, this is definitely a negative for you, because every time you have sex with her, she's just gonna get hotter and more warm. Goodness.
Yes, exactly.
Still, she would be a very good post-workout sex kind of partner, I'll be real.
No, absolutely. She'd be a blast.
Oh, yes. Badoom tish. But yeah, I think... Can you think of any more negatives?
I honestly cannot think of any more big negatives.
Uh-huh.
Other than just, if you have to be down for commitment, yep. you have to be ready for...
The heat.
If you do not like heat, you cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
If you also, I would say the other thing for her,
yeah,
that would be kind of I would say specifically if you don't like clingy girls, because she's for sure clingy, because she's binding you.
Yeah, she is, like, literally every time you have sex, it's sort of like you are together. You are basically doing the. You're doing the dance of the double-backed beast. There is no sort of escape from this.
So, if you gotta get ready for that, so I can give my rating. I have to give this thing, like, an 8.
An 8, okay.
I think this is extremely hot. I can handle the heat.
Yep.
I handle the heat pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that her overall love and... adoration for you is just, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing for anyone where, like, if your partner thinks you are just fucking hot as hell and you can barely contain yourself and you're just like, I just want to get on them. I think that's sexy. I think it's hot. Absolutely.
100% agree. I think I will meet you with the 8s on the rating here.
Oh, rare. Same.
Yep. I'm going to meet you on the 8s. But, ladies and gentlemen, what would you rate a lava golem? And what kind, what color of lava golem girl would you want?
Also, can you withstand the heat? Let us know.
Yes, but in the meantime, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more, please consider subscribing. And if you want updates on the show, go follow us over on Twitter. Or if you want to follow me individually, then my Twitter will be in the description of the episode. And please check out the amazing artist who did the art for this thumbnail.
Oh, I'm going to get this. This one's me. Oh, yeah. I want this
absolutely.
One.
100%.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Your time is the most valuable thing you give us. And we'll see you on the next one.